Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Ricardo. So, this is typical of late Lent. What do you think I'm going to say? We're all stressed.
So stressed that you say Lent instead of Advent.
Did I just say that?
Yeah.
Advent, right.
Keep it. I want to keep Father's mistake. We've said this many times. It's the time of the year where the church is asking us to slow down and reality takes over and takes us in so many directions, and here we are, yeah.
We're here now looking at the fourth Sunday of Advent. Very beautiful gospel as we think about perhaps, you know, the peacefulness and just the peace that the Lord provides here in this gospel. So why don't I read that and then let's chat a little bit more about that.
Sure.
Where are we going to read from?
We're reading from Matthew's gospel, a reminder that that's the gospel we mostly read this liturgical year. And we're reading chapter 1, verses 18 to 24.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means, "God is with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home.
It's a great gospel. Like, Luke has Mary like the main human instrument for God's plan to happen, and Matthew has Joseph. We know Matthew is the most Jewish of the gospels, and so it makes sense that Joseph, the male, is the one that takes over this mediation, this human mediation necessary for the plan of God to happen.
It's the Annunciation of Joseph, we say, in a sense. It's good. Almost a parallel to...
I love how you do this with everything I say. I love it. I just love it.
Yeah, you know, the Annunciation of Mary, the Annunciation to Joseph here. And what I love about this gospel, perhaps there's more that you will observe about this, but I appreciate just the simplicity of it, the very simplicity of Joseph's call and how he acted. You know, when Joseph hears the call, he just simply does as he commands. As I'm sure we've spoken of before, and you know, Joseph is so quiet in the Gospels.
Yeah.
And what's beautiful about that is just this quiet obedience, this humble, quiet obedience. And you see it here in just a very powerful way in this really crazy plan. You know, when he gets in this dream, just think about that. This is crazy what he has just heard here in this dream. The woman who I have not had relations with is pregnant and is the Messiah. That's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just think of just the chaos going on in his mind.
But see the process that Joseph had to do. So he was a decent man. So he could have repudiated Mary, and he didn't, because he was a decent man. Because he's a good man, a step forward, he would do it in private when he could have done it publicly. Through the intervention of God's angel, he goes from good to great, to holiness, and then he allows for the plan of God to happen. You see that the very human process of going through what you could have done, what Joseph could have done, just following the law, he had the right to repudiate Mary publicly. Because he's a decent man, a good man, he decides to do it privately, giving Mary options, because otherwise a woman would give no options for the future. And then because he's through the intervention of the angel, he does the good thing, the great thing, no? From good to great, almost.
Yeah. Yeah, the title of a book.
I know, Collins.
That's right. What I love, too, is I think you've got it. That's a really very, very good observation. But he moves forward not knowing the whole plan. That's hard to swallow. Mm-hmm. You know, that really is hard to swallow today. But I think moving forward in life and doing really great things often consists in perhaps knowing God's plan, submitting to it, but without knowing how exactly it's going to work out. And by the very nature of God's plans, they're God's plans. And, you know, it's always the gift in, I think, properly discerning something, whether it be a vocation in life or a major decision, but really to discern just the next step. Mm-hmm. Say, Lord, just show me the next step and the next step after that, and then the next step. And then you realize you've been on this incredible adventure. When we insist on knowing the whole roadmap ahead, that's just often not the way that God works.
It's not how it works. Yeah.
And here's what Joseph is a really good example of that. Just the next step. You trust the stream. He says, all right.
Connecting with what you say, God can only intervene in a dream because there was this foundation of goodness in Joseph, you know? So it's what you say in a different way. Either you are a person able to really understand providence and to give up of this need we seem to have to know everything and to plan everything and to see the outcome of things. You need that foundation of trust, for instance, trusting God, so that then God can intervene in our lives. In the gospel, it says through a dream, but it could be in many, many different ways in which God, I believe, communicates with us. One of the five values I think that we all priests and people have, one of mine is that God communicates with us constantly. And in this case, it's a dream, and you can only listen to God's message to you if you have that foundation. Yeah.
Right. Life is about, I think, two things. When you think about God's plans, it's about really the active duties and then passive circumstances, in a sense. There's a little bit more than that, but if I were to generalize, but as far as those active details or active duties, you know, those are the things that we can control. We do so then with that foundation of a relationship with God as a disciple, and we make certain choices. But, you know, we all have these circumstances, things we can't control, passive circumstances that are outside our control. That's almost like the major issue in people's lives where you're going to get upset or you're going to handle things in really a good or great way.
Yeah.
How do you submit to these things in God's name?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's interesting to always think about that and always to acknowledge it's not interesting to think about this, but there are things we just can't control. There are circumstances we can't control. Here's Joseph in his very beautiful humility here, submitting to the God's plans and some things that are outside his control.
For me, another problem that all people have is, especially Catholics, people of faith, is what's our standard? Is our standard decency or goodness, or is it holiness? And I think that Joseph points at how do you move from being a good citizen and being a nice person into being a saint, which is what we are called to be. So why don't we embrace the spirit of Advent and we keep it short and simple this time?
Yeah, you see, I'm taking notes on some of the things you've said.
Yeah, I'm very
excited.
I'm very moved.
Some really, really good points.
I am using your line about the Annunciation of Joseph. That one, if I learn how to pronounce Annunciation on time, I will use it for sure. I like how you package things. It's very interesting.
All right, so we're going to get together the next week. It's going to be next Wednesday is Christmas.
And if you know of someone who could get this very free Christmas gift of knowing about this podcast that may be helpful to them, just tell them about it. It's the way to grow.
All right, take care.
You too.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by... It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.